evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and the College Top 25 Plus 5 show Offsides with me, Michael Bejas, the producer and the host. And we have a lot of stuff going on at the Trim Radio Network these days, and I'll tell you what, some great shows on the air. Couple of examples are Bare Knuckles Radio Show, Fishing in Florida Show, Money and Change Radio Show, which will be here, as a matter of fact, Sunday nights, and that starts at 7 o'clock. Red Pill Reality Show, Spiritual Freedom Show, Take Point 22, which is tonight at 8 o'clock. The Brighter Life Show. We've also got Circle of Q, we've got Offsides, and we've got Slobberknocker, which is Austin Neely with the Pro Football. I'll tell you what, I love that show. Anyway, because he really puts a lot of time and effort into it. So that'll be a lot of fun coming up right after this show here. Anyway, we broadcast live all over the world. So if you have a computer, a tablet, an iPhone, Android, whatever you may have, if it connects to the internet, you can find us. Plus, we have a lot of great new merchandise, too. So if you want a great shirt from, let's say, Offsides or from Slobberknocker, college football or pro football or Take Point 22, any of our shows, guess what? We have them. All you have to do is come on over to Trim Radio Network, go on to our shop, and you can pick up some great merch and sport us around. We would be grateful for that. If you also want to be a part of the Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is ask us. If you message us, we'll show you how easy it is. We are always looking for more new shows, and we have plenty of them coming up, too. So we have a great radio show that's going to be coming up here real soon, which you're going to love because it's all music. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, that'll be with Parker Dominic. Anyway, without further ado, let me go ahead and finish up. The opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guests, myself, and others, not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others, and any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. that song right there, Bring Me to Life, from Evanescence. Great tune, and I'll tell you what, it really does pertain to college football because there are some teams that really need to be brought to life. So we're going to cover that all tonight because we have a lot of stuff going on. And, well, it's going to be a lot of fun. And anyway, that's covered under our BMI music license, 615-1658, 615-1658. And we also have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. You can call in, give us your opinion. We encourage that. We would love to hear from you. Just no F-bombs. That's all we ask. FCC doesn't like it. Very expensive to pay those fines, so, try to avoid that stuff if all possible, but we would love to hear you, and we value your opinion. Anyway, let's get right on into it, man. This last week was something else. We watched, and I'll tell you what, we watched some great games and stuff. Mississippi State got beat by LSU, 31-16. Georgia put a whooping on South Carolina, 48-7. University of Monroe, poor guys right there, 63-7, victims of Alabama. Ohio State put they just thumped Toledo, 77-21. Michigan thumped UConn, 59-0. Louisiana Tech and Clemson. Well, Clemson gave them a thumping, 48-20. Oklahoma, 49-14, winners over Nebraska. That wasn't really a tall order to ask for, but it happened. USC 45, Fresno State 17, Oklahoma State 63, Arkansas Pine Bluff 7, Youngstown State 0, Kentucky 31, Arkansas 38, Missouri State 27, Washington 39, and they upset the Spartans of Michigan State 39-28, BYU, well, you fell victims to Oregon 41-20, Texas A&M knocked off the Hurricanes, who I thought might have been a Category 3. Guess what? They were a tropical storm. 17-9, they lost. Utah, 35. San Diego State, 7. Tennessee, and I'm going to tell you, they're a dark horse. We're going to talk more about them. Over Akron, and boy, has Akron played a schedule. I mean to tell you, they've gone through a gauntlet. 63-6, but Tennessee really took a hold of Akron and just beat them like redheaded stepchild. New York State, 27, Texas Tech, 14, Baylor, 42, Texas State, 7, Florida, 31-28, winners over South Florida. Liberty lost, guess by what? a point to Wake Forest, 37-36. Ole Miss, 42-0 winners over Georgia Tech. Utsa, 20. Texas, 41. Penn State, 41. And they just put a whooping on Auburn. Seems that the Cats eat some bird there. 41-12 over War Eagle. Anyway, Pittsburgh, 34. Western Michigan, 13. Virginia Tech, 27. Wofford, 7. Missouri, 34. Abilene Christian, 17. Army, 49. Villanova, 10. Southern Illinois, 31. Northwestern, 24. Purdue losers to Syracuse, 32-29. Cincinnati winners again, 38-17 over Miami of Ohio. Kent State, 63. Long Island University, 10. Indiana, 33. Western Kentucky, 30. And that was an overtime, too. West Virginia, 65. Towson, and that was 7. Buffalo, 26. Coastal Carolina, 38. Bucknell, nothing. Central Michigan, 41. UCLA, 32. South Alabama, 31. Another one-pointer right there. Iowa State, 43. Ohio, 10. Rutgers, 16. Temple, 14. Virginia, 16. Old Dominion, 14. Seems like we did a little switch there. Murray State, nothing. Ball State, 31. Notre Dame, 24-17 winners over California. Tulane, 17. Kansas State, 10. UNLV, 58-27 winners over North Texas. Vanderbilt, 38. Northern Illinois, 28. Colorado, 7. Minnesota, 49. Wisconsin, 66. New Mexico State, 7. UMass, 20. Stony Brook, 3. App State, again, 32-28 winners over Troy. UAB, 35. Georgia Southern, 21. Kansas, 48. Houston, 30. Boise State, 30. UT Martin, that's University of Tennessee, Martin, 7. Colorado State, 7. Washington State, 38. Bowling Green, 34. Marshall, 31. I'm not really sure what happened there to Marshall after they beat Notre Dame, but whoo. Duke, 49. North Carolina, 18. A&T, 20. East Carolina, 49. Campbell, 10. Tulsa, 54. To Jacksonville State, 17. Northwestern State, 10. Southern Miss, 64. Memphis, 44. Arkansas State, 32. Charlotte, 42. Georgia State, 41. Tennessee State, 6. Middle Tennessee, 49. Iowa, 27-0 winners over Nevada. Maryland, 34-27 winners over SMU. Boston College was 38. Maine, 17. UFC, 40. Florida Atlantic, 14. Rice, 33. Louisiana, 21. Oregon State, 68. Montana State, 28. New Mexico, winners over UTEP, 27-10. Arizona, winners over North Dakota State, 31-28. Eastern Michigan, they were winners over Arizona State, 30-21. Woo, doesn't ache. And Hawaii, well, Hawaii won that one, 24-14. And then, of course, Florida State upset Louisville. And Wyoming, well, they beat Air Force, 17-14. And Florida State, 35. Louisville, 31. Whew. What I'll tell you. This week, we've got some great games coming up, and I'll tell you what. A lot of these things, I had to really give it a lot of thought. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to announce and see what we've got. And these are my top 25 that are coming up, and we're going to talk about why they are that way. Georgia, mean old junkyard dogs that eats chickens and everything else. And they really have no table manners. And I'll tell you what, they are still ranked number one in the country because I'm going to tell you, no one is playing better than them, period. It seems like there are three teams right now in the country, and then there's a separation from everybody else. Number two, the Buckeyes. They said David used a rock to take down Goliath. Now watch a Buckeye slay a badger because that's coming up this weekend as the Buckeyes are going to host Wisconsin Badgers, and I'll tell you what, I think it's going to be ugly. Alabama, still the elephant in the room, and it is a predatory one. Oklahoma's number four. You know, they're making a statement, and they're yipping it up all along the way. Number five is USC. They're just an old warring machine brought back to life somehow or another. Lincoln Riley really has them on a roll. Michigan is number six, and a nasty old varmint looking more real by the week. Clemson, not sure these cats are able to be tamed or not. We'll just have to wait and see as they start getting into the ACC and start getting into that depth there, and we'll find out how good they are. Oklahoma State, they're number 8. The Cowboys are ready, and I'll tell you what, they're ready for another rodeo. Those guys are. They're looking tough. Kentucky, a souped-up Wildcat, but can they handle a mean old dog and some Rocky Top Vols? I am not so sure. I don't think that they can. I think that Kentucky's going to end up probably number 3 in the East, because I think it's going to go Georgia, Tennessee, or Tennessee, Georgia. Don't underestimate the Volunteers. They are my dark horse, and I am, you know, I believe that they can. They play ball, and they're for real. So don't underestimate Tennessee. They might just knock Georgia off. You just don't know, but then again, Georgia playing the way that they're playing right now, I'm not sure anyone's going to knock them off. We'll just have to wait and see. Number 10, Arkansas. I don't think these pigs are ready to get roasted yet, but it could happen. We'll just have to wait and see how these Razorbacks do. 11, Tennessee. It's them or Georgia. We shall see. This team is my dark horse, like I said, in the SEC. Number 12, Ole Miss. Let's see where the Rebels end up in 2 weeks. Till then, we're just going to leave them right here at number 12. Number 13 is Penn State. And how about them? I'll tell you what. How about them cats, the old Lions, man? It seems they eat birds too, war eagle ones. And they sure did. Boy, they put a whooping on them. Whew. Number 14, North Carolina State. The Wolfpack looks, you know, they look pretty hungry. They look good. So we're going to, I'm interested to be able to see them play some top games. The ACC is looking a lot better this year than it has in years past. And I'm very curious to see, you know, there's so many good teams in the ACC right now, much better than what I would have said last year or the year before. But you can't count out, it's pretty much anybody's race still. So you can't count out Clemson, you cannot count out Pittsburgh, you cannot count out North Carolina State. I see weaknesses in Miami, I see weaknesses in Florida State. Do I think that they go, I don't believe it, but I think there's your three teams. I think it's going to come down to Clemson. I think it's going to come down to North Carolina State. And, you know, we'll see how Pittsburgh does. But Pittsburgh very well could, if they can stay healthy, they could take it again, and they could. All right, number 15, Utah. Utah needs to stay focused because, well, the Trojans, man, they're looking for a war. And right now, I'd have to give it to USC over Utah. But I've been wrong before, so we'll see how this goes. Number 16 is the Washington Huskies. They took out the Spartans with these. So don't underestimate them either. Number 17, Oregon. My one question is, can the Ducks stay off the ground and not get chewed on again? we'll have to wait and see. Number 18, Baylor. Well, it was short-lived, and the Bears got hunted. Number 19 is Pittsburgh. I do like them, and can they hold on? You know, Pittsburgh is a very underrated team, and everybody seems to look past them. Tennessee and Pittsburgh was a great game, and I go back to it, and I mean it was a well-fought game. Just two very good teams. So it's going to be interesting to see how Pittsburgh does. I like them. I called them last year, and people didn't believe me, but sure enough, they came through. Number 20, Florida. Boy, if you didn't think that Seminole sting is going to hurt, wait till you see the game with the Volunteers. Number 21, Miami. You're just a tropical storm. I thought you were a hurricane. You're not. You're just a little rain, a little heavy rain, a little bit of wind. But you better pull it together because you're going to have to, well, you're going to be going through a gauntlet. Number 22, Texas A&M. Okay, we'll just put you there. Why not? Number 23, Wake Forest. seems about right for, I mean, come on. They barely won the game. And if they're going to be competitive as they are, they've got to win these games and they've got to make a statement along with it. Not going to happen here. I just don't believe so. 24, Texas. Well, they got to keep it going because you've got some tough games coming up. And 25, BYU. This is you for now. That's just going to happen. But my plus five going into this, well, App State. I don't care how they win, they're winning. And that's the bottom line. 26 is Cincinnati. Again, Cincinnati's winning. They will end up, both of those teams, in the top 25. I guarantee it. 27, Maryland. I believe that they are taking on the Michigan Wolverines. I believe so, this weekend. I think that's who they're playing. We shall see. Let me make sure I'm right. But we're going to see how this turns out. And we're going to give you more because we're going to talk about that in the games coming up this week. and, of course, 28 is going to be Minnesota. And then 29, Michigan State. Yep, you got manhandled. That's where you belong. You are out of the top 25, but you are at the plus five still. Lose again and you'll be out of there too. And number 30, Indiana. And we're going to see how they hang on too. But let's get a look at the games that are coming up this week. We got about 5 minutes where I can do this, so let's take a look at it. West Virginia at Virginia Tech. West Virginia 1-2 at Virginia Tech 2-1. Coastal Carolina at Georgia State. Chattanooga is at Illinois. And let's get into the good ones. Friday, Virginia at Syracuse. 2-1 Virginia is at 3-0 Syracuse. And I'm going to I'm taking Syracuse on this one. Air Force is at Nevada. Nevada is 2-2. Air Force is 2-1. I think Air Force is probably going to rebound on this one. But you can't count Nevada out. But I believe Air Force is going to rebound on this one. Boise State and UTEP. Well, Boise State, I'm giving it to you on that one. Kent State, here you go. You guys just never, oh boy. Another school that goes through a gauntlet and plays some really top-tier teams. They're 1-2 going against Georgia, who is 3-0. I'm Georgia all the way. And it's Maryland at Michigan. Both of them 3-0. Everything says Michigan on it. Everything says Michigan on it. But paper, stats, strength, everything has Michigan. But don't count Maryland out. You just can't. Clemson at Wake Forest. Here we go. This is just what we were just talking about. We're going to find out who's real and who is not. Penn State is at Central Michigan. Baylor is at Iowa State. Baylor Speed says they should beat Iowa State, but Iowa State is 3-0, and they are tough. Pittsburgh at Rhode Island. Well, I'm taking Pittsburgh all the way on that one. Auburn at Missouri. Auburn is angry. They were humiliated, and I don't know too much about Missouri, so I am going to go ahead and go with War Eagle because, well, they got beat last week, and they got beat good, so I'm going to go ahead and go with Auburn. Bowling Green at Mississippi State. I'm going Mississippi State all the way. TCU at SMU. I like TCU. Duke at Kansas. I am going Kansas. South Florida at Louisville, and I am taking Louisville in that one. Buffalo at Eastern Michigan, I am taking Eastern Michigan. UCLA at Colorado, UCLA all the way. UMass at Temple, I'm taking Temple. Fordham at Ohio, I am taking Ohio. Florida at Tennessee, here we go. Tennessee upsets Florida. It's at Tennessee, and I'm going to tell you something. They are going to upset them and may beat them like dogs. We'll see, but I am taking Tennessee in that game. Texas at Texas Tech, I am taking Texas. Middle Tennessee at Miami, I'm going with Miami on that one. They're going to rebound. Notre Dame at North Carolina, I'm taking Notre Dame. Sorry, but I'm taking Notre Dame. Minnesota at Michigan State, here's where we're going to all learn a little something. Minnesota is a lot better than you think, and they do go and beat Michigan State. And by the way, it is at Minnesota. Indiana at Cincinnati. Cincinnati. Indiana is good. They have a very fast-paced offense. Their defense is not that great. Cincinnati is more well-rounded, and Luke Fickell has that team going in the right direction now. Cincinnati on that one. App State at James Madison. App State all the way. Toledo at San Diego State. Toledo! I am taking Toledo. That quarterback is something else. Watch him fly. Florida International and Western Kentucky. I'll take Western Kentucky. Memphis at North Texas. And I am going to take Memphis. Utsa at Texas Southern. I'll take Utsa. And Oregon at Washington State. Oregon is going to win this game. Tulsa at Ole Miss. I'll take Ole Miss. Georgia Tech at UFC. I'm going to take UCF. Colorado State at Sacramento State. And I'll take Sacramento State on that one. California at Arizona. I am going with Cal. I know that they lost to Notre Dame, but I'll be willing to bet you Cal somehow pulls this one out. Akron at Liberty. Akron has played a tough, tough schedule. I'm going to go with Akron. Navy at East Carolina. East Carolina all the way. Georgia Southern at Ball State. I like Ball State on this one. Arkansas State at Old Dominion. And both of them, well, you just pick one there. Rice at Houston. I'm taking Houston on that one. And Northern Illinois at Kentucky. I'll take Kentucky. Arkansas at Texas A&M. You know, most people would say take Arkansas. Arkansas is a very good team. They're 3-0. But Texas A&M, ever since they lost that one game that they should not have lost, I think I'm going to go with Texas A&M on this one. Rutgers at Iowa. Iowa's got a great defense, but I think Rutgers can do this. So we shall see. Everything says Iowa should win, but I'm taking Rutgers on this one. Southern Miss at Tulane. I'll take Tulane. Utah State at UNLV. I'll take UNLV. And as we get down to the last part of it, Marshall at Troy. I'll take Marshall. Texas State, I'll take over Houston Baptist. Vanderbilt, well, you're going to get smoked by Alabama. Wisconsin at Ohio State. I think there's a beating coming along that you haven't seen before. North Carolina State at UConn, I'll take NC State. LSU at New Mexico, I will take LSU. Northwestern at Miami of Ohio, I'll take Miami of Ohio. South Carolina at Charlotte, it's going to be South Carolina. Florida Atlantic at Purdue, I'll take Purdue. Oklahoma at Kansas State, it's Oklahoma all the way. Hawaii at New Mexico State, I will take Hawaii. Boston College at Florida State, I'm going with Florida State. University of Louisiana Monroe over Louisiana, I'll take Louisiana. USC at Oregon State, I'm taking USC. Wyoming is going to be at BYU. And I'm going to take BYU. Although the Cowboys, they're tough. No, I'm not. Yeah, I am. I'm going to take BYU. Psych. Utah at Arizona State, I'm taking Utah. Washington is at Stanford, I will take Washington. And lastly, Western Michigan at San Jose State, I will take San Jose State. And that just about wraps it up for me right here on Offsides. College football's top 25 plus 5. Coming up right next, right after these messages and everything, you are going to hear from Austin Neely and a Slobber Knocker. And he's got pro football and a lot going on from them. And I am out of here, folks. We'll see you at 8 o'clock on Take Point 22. Thank you for coming and listening in on the Trim Radio Network. Like I said, up next, here we go. It is Austin Neely in Slobberknocker right here on the Trim Radio Network.